hours in a pontoon boat, driven by my buddy Mike. We're fishing out on the basin for alligator walleye pike. Emo brought his TV and Routy's beagle Fred. He's too old to drive a rabbit, so he comes fishing with us instead. We got lawn chairs, a poker table, an ice cold keg of beer. We're loaded down with so much stuff, Mike can hardly steer.
Hey, watch out for the stern!
When he oopers in a pontoon boat, fishing for Moby Dick. The wife, she thinks I'm working, and the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer and telling lies. It's a little bit like heaven when you're fishing with the guys.
Hey, a little bit like heaven.
I think that's going to be the way I am tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got
loaded down so much you can't even steer.
Well, who's all on the boat tomorrow?
Robert and his cousin's family. We're going to have seven people, including me out there.
Yeah, you're going to be loaded down. Well, this is Fish and Frank in the chair and Captain Kale in the chair across from me. And you went out today. What happened today?
Went out today. We went out to go after snook and redfish, maybe some snapper.
Yeah.
And it seemed like all the flats fish were completely shut down this morning.
Well, I can tell you, brr, it's cold out there. There must be some fish in the water somewhere. Brr.
They were in deep water, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Nothing seemed to be going on in the shallow water. We caught a couple jacks in tight to the mangroves. We caught one decent snook. And that was about it on the shallow side. Yeah. Not a whole lot. And I don't blame them. I didn't really want to get out of bed this morning either. And then I walked outside and found out why.
Yep. I got up, built a fire, you know, put a fire in the fireplace, had some coffee, made something breakfast, and then just kind of relaxed in front of the fire for a little while.
That's something you shouldn't have to do almost April.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I don't mind it. The last two mornings, I've been kind of enjoying.
You should be building fires in the house for insurance purposes, not to get warm.
Maybe in the store.
No, it's too cold to really get out there and want to do much this morning. I didn't even want to throw the cast net.
I tell you, I'm enjoying it because we sold a ton of hoodies this morning.
I bet.
Yeah.
Because nobody expected that.
Everybody's thinking it's going to be 80 degrees, and they were coming in going fishing in the morning. How much are those hoodies over there? I've been doing deals on them because I figured this is probably the last cold spell.
I kept a t-shirt over my fishing shirt until almost 2 o'clock.
Isn't that amazing how well that works? You put a t-shirt over the top of those sun shirts, and warm and toasty.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, I had to pull mine off a little while ago. I went back in the warehouse, and I was counting and trying to arrange product, and boy, that was a nightmare. Oh, my God.
I bet.
So, anyway, fishing. You had an interesting group this morning.
Yeah, I had Dave from Luigi's, and I had one of my best clients, if not my best client, wanted to go Saturday, and it was horrible out there Saturday, and
Saturday would have been a good day to. The only way you're going on the water Saturday is if you were like an ex-NFL player or something.
Yeah, Saturday was horrible. I sat home and I smoked a pork loin throughout the day just for something to do.
I was going to say, how'd you get it lit?
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like it'd be good.
Lots of flame.
Yeah, lots of flame.
But we put him on the boat today because today's his last day. He's flying back up to Pennsylvania. He comes down once or twice every month during the wintertime. He won't stay down here. He just kind of visits.
You know, if you have that ability, it's a pretty nice way to live.
Absolutely.
Back and forth.
Absolutely. So, it's a little cold. I'm going south.
What's his first name?
Zeke.
So you had Zeke and Dave, Luigi Dave.
Yeah, sure.
And what?
Sure did.
Sure did. Okay, sure did. All right. Two sure dids on the boat, and you headed out to go flats fishing. Not much happened. How'd you finish? What happened after that?
We went up into one of my cuts on the west wall. That's where we finally got the one nice snook. And before we were heading in, we saw some Spanish mackerel out there chasing bait around, and Dave wanted to go fish them. And no, let's go catch some real fish first, then we'll go hit these on the way home. So we tried looking for the Spanish mackerel, couldn't find them, and off in the distance I could see something boil in the water up, and it looked really, really big, and I couldn't tell what it was, so we chased it down, and a lot of species kept running through my mind.
Okay.
And the first was Bonita, but I know better.
Right.
Second was the hopeful cobia, but I know better. And then the third was tarpon. Once we started getting closer, you saw, you know, big silver sides coming out of the water. And what is that? Then we got up there, and it was probably a school of 200 to 300, 15 to 20 pound jacks.
Really?
Out there boiling on bait. So get them in the water. Don't just stand there and look at them. Throw something at them.
Isn't it amazing? You're sitting there, you got all these guys are the fish, everybody wants to catch fish, and then they blow up in front of you, and you're like, everybody's just kind of spellbound.
Yeah, they surrounded the boat, and they were still boiling. You could see them coming up, see them on the surface. It was actually really cool to look at, you know, and then once we finally did get hooks in the water, you know, all three of us were hooked up at once, and there's not a whole lot of things left on this harbor that'll make me giggle like a schoolgirl.
Really?
But a school of big jacks will do it every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
So, okay, so, all right, describe, what was it like out there? How was the weather today?
The weather was beautiful today. It was supposed to be windy this morning and drop a little bit in the afternoon. It never really got up to where it should have been this morning. It was supposed to be 15 mile an hour this morning. It was maybe 10 at most. About noon, it just started falling off, and when we came out of my cut on the west wall, the harbor was like a sheet of glass. I mean, you'd see fish farts from a mile away.
Really?
Yeah, a beautiful day out there. Not a cloud in the sky.
Clear, murky?
The water was absolutely gin clear out there, and it was actually had that kind of green tint that Boca Grande gets.
Right.
All the way up towards Ponce Park. Because we had a good incoming tide today.
Oh, that's just Andrew. Go ahead.
Oh, that's your phone?
That's my phone. Yep.
I thought you hit another button over there.
No. I was looking at your fish. You posted them up on your Facebook thing, and I sure did.
A minute.
Some amazing jacks.
Yeah. They put up a hell of a fight.
That one he's holding is, that thing's monster.
One's sitting in my live well.
The water's clear, it's flat and calm, and everything's sunny and beautiful. I mean, I don't know what it is right now, but it's got to be beautifully warm out there.
It was 80, 85 when we got off the water.
It's
very stark contrast to 47 this morning.
Yeah, I'm looking here, and it's actually saying 55 degrees out, so I know that thing's broke.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's broke.
Well, it probably froze this morning.
Yeah, it probably froze. That's about it. So, but, yeah, it was, I think, 48 or 50 degrees driving into work, and right now it's got to be about 80.
Yeah,
so
79.
Yeah, it had to be about 80 degrees. So you get flat, calm, beautiful water, 80 degrees, and all of a sudden fish start boiling up everywhere. How did you get them in action? What did you throw?
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. We threw live bait, dead bait. We threw shrimp. We threw spoons. It didn't matter what you threw at them. You could have put a bear hook. If you'd have reeled it across the water fast enough, they'd hit it. They were that turned on.
Really?
They're just flying out of the water, chasing baits. You know, kind of picture what you see inside the canals of PGI.
Yeah.
When they're chasing them down the seawall, chasing those glass minnows. Multiply that by about 100.
No kidding.
And they were flying out of the water, skyrocketing out of the water, flopping on the surface. You took one bait and threw it in, and just 70 fish came after it at once.
Gee.
It was just absolutely incredible.
So, you know, how long, what was the average fight?
Zeke got one first on his Craptiva. Took it down to the backing.
Right.
And at the same time, I hooked up on my smoke. And I got mine in, I think, 30 seconds before Zeke, and it was almost 10 minutes for each of us. And then Dave got one. It took him about 10 minutes to get it in. Of course, by then, they had moved.
What do you mean moved?
They're gone. They'd leave.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Jacks. They have two speeds. Haul ass, disappear. That's it. But you could see the lump they were making in the water.
Right.
There was that many of them on the surface.
So they were literally raising the level of the water.
Yeah, you just see, you'd see that big black lump out there moving. And that's all we do. We go out, we get in front of it, throw out a handful of thread fins, and throw into the horde.
So all in all, this was a pretty amazing day. What else did you catch while you were out there?
We caught a couple small jacks inside poachers cut, one small snook, and we caught that one big snook. It was a really, really slow morning. We didn't really do anything worth noting except for 26.5-inch snook, but even that was once it started warming up a little bit. And where I've been, or where I was, there should have been a lot more snook in there. And there was. We would come out on the trolling motor. There's one, there's one, there's one, there's four underneath that tree, there's one. Just would not bite. Didn't want to eat.
Huh. So, just one of those days where, you know, I got to tell you, I've been...
It was a lot like winter.
Yeah.
It was like no different than when one of those fronts comes through in the wintertime.
Now, you've been rocking the sharks and, I mean, pretty much everything else, just having a great time with all that. What was the shark like?
We were originally supposed to go for shark today.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were supposed to be 10 to 15. That's, you know, not a good day to be out bobbing around the middle of the harbor.
Right.
You know, in retrospect, we probably should have went shark fishing today. If you have that many jacks out there tearing up stuff, there's going to be shark with them. And,
one of them
even came back when we brought to the boat. It had bite marks in it.
Oh, one of the jacks.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And how big do you have to be to chase down a 15-pound jack?
Pretty good size. But that's when the fish is better be lucky than quick, because that thing had to swim right in front of its face in order for him to get a bite out of it. That jack is fast.
One would think.
Yeah.
One would think.
Yeah. I really
think it got hit while he was bringing it in. Because he was bringing it in once, and he was doing fine, and all of a sudden it just took off for Boca Grand Pass, and then finally he started fighting again. So it probably got hit on the way in.
So, yeah, I got to tell you, now I've been... Speaking of fading, getting hit on the way in, that's how I feel today. Just like, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, this is not the best time for me to be doing a radio show. I've just fallen. I mean, it's a good thing the chair has arms on it or I'd tip right over. Everything's been going on. We've been kind of waiting to see what's going to happen this week because of that cold spell. And
yeah,
by most of the reports, it's coming back on. It's not as strong as it was a week ago, but your prediction for this week, what's going to happen?
We're sitting on that teeter right now.
Okay.
Is this going to be a good summer or a great summer? And that's kind of where we're sitting right now. We're kind of teeter-tottering. It's a little hard to call yet. Lots of bait in the harbor. Tons of bait.
You know, such a change from last year when there was nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And now this year we've heard king mackerel in the harbor, tarpon in the harbor, sharks, Spanish in the harbor.
If there's king mackerel in the harbor, there's a lot of bait.
Mm-hmm.
Period, end of discussion.
Yep.
They're not going to waste their time coming in here without a good reason.
Right.
So I think it'll be a phenomenal year. I really do.
Now, I think this coal spell is going to help. I think it's going to slow us down for a couple of days and then just bring everything back.
Yeah. We don't want to
even so much
I
more so.
I would even like to see maybe another cold front in April. We don't want to get too hot too fast.
Right.
Because then we lose all the oxygen and then nothing wants to be here anyways.
Right. It gets to be like wintertime. You're fishing dead bait. You're working everything real slow.
Right.
And so you've got two opposite ends of the spectrum, and this chill spell is going to keep us in that perfect, you know, Goldilocks zone.
Yeah. It dropped it down a couple degrees out there in the harbor. It wasn't enough to push bait or fish out. You know, it shut down some of the shallow water fish because it gets cooler quicker.
Yeah, well, 3 feet of water chills down really quick.
But I think tomorrow's going to be a good day of shark fishing.
So, now, you're going to go shark fishing tomorrow with Robert and his
cousin? Robert and his family. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be a good day. Robert is going.
Yeah, that does.
He does have that black cloud over him.
You know, and it's funny, but he gets on my boat, and he'll catch every fish in the world. You know, it's just my boat doesn't go very often anymore.
Right.
But he has that effect on most boats.
Yeah, it's the last time we went shark fishing last year. We didn't catch anything.
Yeah, he's, you know, if you put Robert and Robert together.
No, I won't do it.
I wouldn't even book a charter for that day because it can be forecast bright and sunny. A tornado will appear, winds, rip currents. I mean, no matter what happens, you put two of them together on the water is not a good idea.
There's two things that will bring storms.
Robert and Robert.
Robert and Robert and the shark tournament.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a solid bet. We don't have the shark tournament anymore, so we have to have something to throw everybody a curve out there in the summertime.
That's right. And we've been reasonably lucky on the tent event. This year was as close as we had to foul weather with that storm coming over that night before.
See, but that was a good thing. That was a good thing. I wanted a good windy day.
Right.
Why did they come here and shop instead of going out on the water?
Well, it's the one day a year where being in the bait shop's actually better than being on the water. 364 days a year, not so much true,
right.
But one day
out
of the year, that day is
definitely worth it.
Yeah, definitely better off being in here. Still just absolutely amazed at how much fun people had.
Oh, yeah.
Just
really
intense amount of people really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, but it's who you meet, what you get to see, you know, getting involved with the vendors. And people are still telling me, well, I didn't know they had that deal. I said, because we don't put up signs. You have to talk to each other.
Right. We can't advertise the stuff.
Some idiot with a cell phone takes a picture of it, and then I'm in big trouble. You can't get deals like that advertised. So, you know, there are no signs. You got to go up, and literally, you got to think of this like you would in the 1950s. You go up and talk to somebody.
What's that?
Yeah.
We can't text them?
No, you can't text them.
We can't email them?
You actually have to talk.
We can't look at their website?
No, you actually have to talk.
We actually have to conversation?
Yeah, it's a weird concept. So, but the ones who did talk and spent time in the booth got some amazing deals this year. It was actually the best deals we've ever had on some of the stuff.
It was. It really was. And it's really cool to see the manufacturers be willing to do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And not really for us. They're doing it for you guys out there.
Yeah, they don't really care what happens with me. They want the people to have a good time.
Yeah.
So anyway, but back to the fishing. We start out chilly, not really any fog or anything, but just chilly, the wind kind of blowing. I mean, definitely I built a fire this morning, so it was cold. And then to go to 80 degrees, I mean, we had a 40-degree jump in temperature today.
Yeah, it was welcome, that's for sure. It was kind of cold out there throwing a cast net.
That's the one thing I really don't miss about doing charters. I hate chasing bait. I literally abhor it.
I'm getting to the point where I don't like it either.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to get up on the flats where it's so much easier to get.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going to be left-handed the rest of the day. Between throwing the cast net and trying to reel in 15-pound jacks, my right arm shot. It's done.
You're just done. Huh?
It's done. It didn't even want to crank the boat on the trailer today.
Yeah, I get that. Well, anything we can talk about here, Captain?
Well, I think if you're going to be out there in the harbor fishing for the rest of this week, I think you want to probably stick into the deep water for the better part of the beginning of the week. Probably tomorrow, Wednesday, maybe even Thursday. There's so much bait out there and there's so much stuff happening. You know, get out there. And don't put your nose in your cell phone or in a book. Get out there on the front of the boat and look for stuff. Some of the stuff that we saw just driving around today was amazing. Three or four spotted eagle rays a foot away from the boat. There's so much stuff out there. Spanish mackerel are a possibility. Jack are a possibility. Tarpon are a possibility.
We've got lows of 60 degrees, highs in the low 80s. So from 60 degrees to about 84 all week. And
fish the deep water in the morning, then go into the shallows in the afternoon. Let those fish have a chance to warm up.
But, I mean, the rest of the week's that way. I'm looking at it all the way through till Friday, clear and sunny, lows at night around 60, highs in the mid-80s, and you're really not going to ask for much better than that. 5 to 7, 5 to 9, 6 to 10, 5 to 7, I mean, the wind, the...
is almost negligible.
The temperature, everything is just prime for getting back out there and getting these fish all riled up.
Spring is in the air.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I just, some days you just know you shouldn't talk.
Yeah.
So, okay, today I won't say a word about that.
Activate that filter between your brain and mouth.
Yes, the filter is working. I had this comment that was bursting to get out. But anyway, outside of that, so your best bet is do a little mackerel fishing or maybe some tarpon or shark in the morning and then migrate on the flats once around 1, 2 o'clock, when between 11 and 12.
Tide, once that tide switches, we're switching from a high to a low, or incoming to outgoing around 2-ish, 3-ish. Go hit those flats for that first hour, 2 hours of the outgoing tide. I think you're going to find you're a little bit more productive.
So, if you're going south in the harbor, white bait still seems to be the key. On the upper end of the harbor, you can still do some shrimp.
That's weird. Your cutoff seems to be the Myakka.
Yeah.
Everything up wants shrimp. Everything below wants white bait.
Yeah, it's...
And it was usually, like, the really good example is that slot that I fish on the west wall.
Right.
They're a mile back in the trees. They don't even know white bait exists until we get in there and start chumming them.
Right.
And the first day I went in there with white bait, they were all over it. Redfish, snook, snapper, trout, didn't matter what was in there, it was eating the white bait. Which is really, really strange. Usually, they've got to... It takes them a couple months to figure out it's here, because it's all out in the center of the harbor.
Right.
No, they wanted it, and they wanted it now.
Okay.
It's completely different than
as
the way it
Paul
used to
Harvey is. Would say, and the rest of the story is.
Yeah. What is the rest of the story? You know, it's odd how they're just so spun up like that.
And are they still going that way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They still want white bait. Okay. I tried shrimp today, and not even a knock on the door.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the guys fishing at Port Charlotte Beach up in the Peace River. Over in the Myakka, once you hit the river entrances and stuff, the shrimp's still working pretty good.
It's all about shrimp.
But as soon as you break the harbor, you know, get past Punta Gorda or Trout Creek down there, you know, you almost have to be throwing white bait. You will catch some fish on shrimp. Now, if you're doing the Spanish mackerel out there, you can still use shrimp, but you're going to have to use a popping cork to get the shrimp to get the fish noticing the shrimp.
Yeah.
And use a popping cork on them, get them going. Best bet, if you're doing the mackerel, is lures. Spoons, jigs.
Definitely. I mean...
The storm twitch, the...
The way we were catching them was actually...
Gotcha lures.
Jigging the shrimp on the bottom. And that's out there in the deep holes.
Yeah.
Jigging that shrimp on the bottom, just twitching it back to the boat. The sharks are really, really holding them down. They don't want to be up there swimming around on the surface trying to eat stuff when stuff's trying to eat them. They're going to hug that bottom.
So you were using shrimp on the mackerel out there in the middle of the
harbor. Yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll still work. No reason why it won't. I just haven't tried it in the last 2 weeks. I've had a live well full of whitebait.
Gotcha.
But that being said, always take shrimp. You know, I still come in and grab 4 dozen shrimp. May not use them. Still come and get it.
Well, if I'm getting in redfish and redfish are tough, I throw one or two up on the deck and let them get, keep them wet, but let them get just a touch orange where they really, you know, start to decompose a little bit, and that really seems to bring on the redfish.
Get that stink out there.
Yep. So, anyway, I guess that's about going to do it for this edition of Radio Fishing, And anything else you'd like to add to our listening public?
Not that I can think of. I think we pretty much covered everything today.
Okay. And this is Fish and Frank in the chair. Captain Kale in the chair across from me. Click the picture, or actually the logo of Bad Fish Charters, and that'll take you right to Captain Kale's website. This is one kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of lost today. Foggy, I guess, is my term for myself today. Just can't quite keep it together.
You've had a rough month.
I've had a long month, but things are getting better. Things are going to work out good. And thank you guys so much for listening. On behalf of Captain Kale and myself, we'll see you on the, well, we'll talk to you on the next Radio Fishing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting lost in the music. I told you I was foggy today. You know, I mean, you think I've heard this thing 1,000 times. Why am I still listening?
Because it's